Hey, everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for December 20th to 26th. So we have definitely had some energy ramped up around us. It started Saturday night, I guess. It would have started coming in big time. And then we had it all day yesterday, all night last night. And so we're currently sitting at a KP index of 4. And so that's the rating, again, of the space weather. So what's happening in space. So this KP of 4, it's when on the chart, if you follow this at all, it starts to go in, you know, when it's normal, it's like the color's green. And then when it starts to rev up, it goes into yellow and then it goes orange and it goes red. So we're in the yellow zone right now. So it's kind of like where that energy starts to build. But in the KP 4, we will see the geostorms and the solar flares. And so that's what we have been having come through. Now that's in the forecast for the next 3 days. The Schumann is also going hand in hand with this because we have been seeing some Schumann spikes. So remember, the Schumann resonance scale is the heartbeat of the Earth, right? That's the pulse of the Earth. And so right now that's sitting at a 24, which is relatively high because its normal or its baseline is 7.8 hertz. And so 24 is much higher than that. So it feels to me like it's building momentum as well. So we're also going to be getting, and everybody I think knew this was happening because so tomorrow is the winter solstice. Tomorrow is a special date that's been on the minds of many, many people for a very long time. And this is, and I've even had some hits from my guides talking about the Mayans, the Aztec calendar, all of that tying in. So there's been predictions around this date of December 21st, 2021. So we know something significant is going to happen today. Whether that plays out in our realm or not is yet to be seen, right? This is one of the things that they gave me in our outlook for this week for us was they were kept on showing me like the planet Earth, like the seeing the planet, and then in relation to all of the other planets and the, you know, the space around it and then the astral realms and like all of that we don't think about. It's funny because when we get into these human vehicles and we incarnate onto this planet, we think for a very long time, that's all there is. This is it. What we see with our human eyes, that's all that's happening. But many of us have known for a very long time that that's not anywhere near what's happening. And many of us who, and you know, you're probably one of them because you wouldn't be drawn to this. You wouldn't be drawn to me, to all the stuff we're doing, if you weren't one of the souls that has the remembering, the knowing of the big picture. So feeling everything that's going on all the time and understanding and saying this, what we're experiencing here, what I'm seeing with my human eyes is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the tiniest, tiniest amount. And so do yourself a favor just today, just so that you can remind yourself about that. Just go online and Google the planets and the size of the Earth and the showing you the whole stratosphere and the atmosphere. Just go take a look at it. And then you'll get an idea of what they're trying to talk to us about the expansion of how when we are on this particular planet, everything's really contracted for us energetically. Which really makes for an interesting game, to say the least. And so as all of this stuff is going on and this planet is having these explosions of energies and all of the, and so remember, when we talk about the geostorms and the KP index and all of that, that's happening in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, in the space. It's not happening on the planet. Yes, the Schumann is that registry is happening on the planet. But so you can see how we're actually having a reaction. This planet has a reaction to what's happening in outer space. And when we talk about outer space, that's just like one of the levels or layers of it. Because out of outer space, then we have astral realms, right? We have astral realms. You know, for those of you who watched, who listened to my post this week, there was a a few times last week when I was doing some astral traveling in my dreams and was going to planets that I had never even heard of before. So there are many, many planets that we have that we've never heard of before because they're just not even within sight. Like they're just not even within our human perception of it all. So do yourself a favor and check that out, because part of what they told me about what's happening for us, they were literally giving me the visual of here's a little planet Earth, and here's all this stuff that's happening, and it's like an energetic shit show that's happening on all the other realms, and we're kind of getting the debris of it. Like we're getting all of this stuff flying through and flying to us. And I know, and if you work as a light worker, or you know you have the psychic ability or the medium ability, or you do any of that stuff, you'll know that sometimes when this energy is intense like this, we get knocked around energetically. And this has been happening to me since I started doing this kind of work energetically. So it's almost like there's all of the doors open up like to all of the realms. And so it's kind of like, it's like somebody would be walking past you in the hallway and they're just not graceful about it, and they hit you on the shoulder. It's that kind of stuff that happens when this energetic energy is wide open like this. And so I feel it for sure in my physical body. Like I feel the energetic nudges or the pushes, and it's not from anybody here. It's not anybody from, the spirit world, like people's loved ones, that stuff coming through. It's from other realms. Like, so it's almost like the layers of the realms overlap, and that's what happens. And this kind of opens up. I find that happens most when we get like that big energy coming through that causes the geomagnetic storm and the solar wind streams. When all that's coming through, I find that it kind of blows open the doors to the other realms, which kind of makes sense, because what it's doing to us is it's clearing stuff out, right? Like it's clearing out the densities that we have. And they keep showing me that. They keep showing that the dark energies. So let me know, and you can leave the comments in our Facebook group, or you can reply to the email that goes out today. But have you been in the last couple of weeks, and especially building up now, have you been feeling drawn to like dark energy, to the dark stuff of you? So like feelings, friends, habits, the stuff that that it doesn't feel good anymore. It hasn't felt good for a while. And that it's not serving a purpose. It's definitely not serving your highest good, but you feel like you keep on going back to that. Like you keep on going back to that stuff. And remember, that's happening for a reason, right? It's serving a purpose for all of this. I'll give you guys an example. There's one particular person that when I'm feeling my shittiest, when I'm feeling like my most humanness, that I will go and I'll watch her stuff. I'll see her stuff online and off. And it usually happens that it'll just come across my path when I'm feeling like that too. So remember, pay attention to the synchronicities. And so normally what would happen is I would watch her stuff, and it would like, I would feel this like, disgust about it, because I have had no respect for this person. The way that everything is done and all of the messages. And anyways, all of that would really bring out the worst in me. Like it would bring out the judgment. It would bring out the ego. It would bring out my pain body, like all of it. And I would find myself drawn to this particular person whenever I was feeling my lowest. And so sure enough, yesterday happened to be one of those, just all of the emotions coming up, everything coming up. And sure enough, boom, there's that person. Of course, that's how it works, right? And interestingly enough, when I was watching the videos, I was not having the same reaction that I normally would have. And so I was having more of a, maybe she's changing. Oh, well, maybe she has changed. Or maybe she's doing something different. Or have I changed? Have I now realized that when I see this stuff, when I see my poison, when I see the dark stuff, that I'm seeing it now so that I can recognize what I've had to learn or what I've had to grow through or go through in order to get through it. Remember, everything that we're seeing with our human eyes is being created from our soul energy. We're creating this projection of stuff so that when it happens, then we get to learn from it. We get to grow from it. It's why we come here. It's, you know, but they're showing me the life lessons. We have life lessons to come through and experience. And so part of that, of the being drawn to the dark stuff or being drawn to the dark energy of stuff, is right now because it's pulling you in there so that you can see it up close. And this time, though, pay attention. If instead of embracing it and being like same old school, same way that you've been doing it, pay attention if this time in particular, you're like, you have the awareness of it and you're like, oh, that doesn't even resonate with me anymore. I don't feel the need to hang on to that because it's not even in the same vibrational frequency as I am anymore. Pay attention to this over the next couple of weeks because they're going to be showing us this through our experiences. And so really have the eyes wide open about this, especially when it comes to what you would call your dark stuff, right? This is, you know, many people call it the shadow work, the dark side, all of this. Pay attention to it. And in particular, they gave me for us, for our group, is around feelings. So your feelings around certain things. They're talking about your convictions as well. So you're like, you know, the creating the boundaries, what you will stand for, what you won't stand for, around friends. So around, you know, who's in your circle. Also, who has access to you energetically. This is a big thing, right? Especially with social media. And then around your habits. So we're creatures of habits in these human vehicles, right? We tend to always do the same thing. We tend to like to do figure things out the same way. We tend to self-sabotage the same way. We tend to self-soothe the same way. So pay attention to all of that because it's going to be coming up for you. For the, you know, the process, the clearing, the restoring, the removing. And it's interesting because when they showed me that for all of us, they literally showed me that, you know, when you have a blankie as a child, you know, blanket, your favorite little blankie. I had one when I was little that I could not live without. I could not sleep without it. My mom would have to distract me in order to get it into the washing machine to wash it. But it's like all of that dark stuff, all of that dark, heavier energy, it becomes like this blankie for us. It becomes this like comfortable place. It becomes this place that we know when we're in that place, we know how it feels. We know how it goes. There's no surprises in it. We know that it's the whole misery loves company kind of idea of, you know, everybody, you know, complaining about things and feeding each other's fuel around that. We know how that feels because we've been doing it for so long. We don't know how it feels without it. And that's the part that they're showing us. That's the part of what's going to be coming. So when the blankie's taken away from us, yes, we're going to have the moment of like, oh, now what? What do I do now? Like, what am I supposed to, how do I soothe myself? How do I give myself comfort? How do I give myself protection? I don't have those answers for anybody because we're going to be exploring that on our own. We're going to be, you know, it's going to be that. Remember when they talked about the individualness of us and how we are going to be going through? That's going to be coming into play around that. So they showed me with that removing of the blankie from us, we're going to be, they said opening wide up. So opening up wide energetically. The cool thing we know about opening up wide energetically is that's where we are at the place of least resistance. It's where we receive. And so that's going to be clearing resistance. We're going to be clearing resistance. And they also gave me something, and they didn't give me more on it, so you guys can feel into it, but they said just over the horizon. And so it was very interesting because then they said to me the battle cry and said, look it up. And so I went on Google because that's where you can look things up. And the first thing that came up was a group, like a band called Image Dragon. So I mean, you guys are going to go look this up on your own so that you can feel into it and see what you pick up energetically about it. So Imagine Dragon comes up. It's a band. It's a song called The Battle Cry. And so if you listen to the song, it's very dark to me. It sounds very dark, very heavy. But the interesting thing is there is a set of lyrics in there that kind of stuck out to me. And so again, I want you guys to go and look up the whole song and read into the lyrics, listen to the video. It's on YouTube. But here's just one part of the lyric. So it says, "Stars are only visible in the darkness. Fear is ever changing and evolving. And I have been poisoned inside, but I feel so alive." And so I found there was like so many aha in that. And the song was from 3 years ago. It was written 3 years ago. So before we've been doing any of the stuff that we've been doing, I just found those lyrics to be very interesting, very insightful. So we'll feel into those more. Again, let me know in the Facebook group and in the email. You can send it back. And if you're going to come to the live tomorrow, so tomorrow we're doing our live healing, right? We're doing the healing circle tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you don't get to come to the live, don't worry. The replay will be up in the hub and you'll be able to do it. It's going to be big. It's going to be powerful. So if you can rearrange things so that you can be there for that half hour, it's just a half an hour. So you could literally be on your phone, in your car, wherever you are. If you're at work, I got to go to the bathroom for half an hour. Take a break so that you can be part of the group tomorrow. I feel like there's an energetic build up coming with that. I think that it's going to be outstanding for many, many of us. Okay, guys, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will be connecting with you soon.